The Pemberton Township Council will select a new mayor at its meeting this evening. Three candidates to replace Jack Tompkins were submitted to the council by the township's Republican committee. The former mayor was accused of sexual misconduct and bullying and resigned at the end of 2025. In a letter shared with WHYY, the Burlington County Joint Insurance Fund informed Tompkins that it wouldn't cover him beyond December 31st. Acting Mayor and Township Council President Matt Bianchini says people who worked with Tompkins walked on eggshells.
He micromanaged his employees. You know, he would lash out at them, you know, arbitrarily. He just treated them very badly.
Thousands have been doled out by the County Insurance Fund to settle lawsuits over Tompkins' behavior. Organizers unveiled plans for the 31st annual Philadelphia Martin Luther King Day of Service this morning. Karen Asper Jordan is the president of the Cecil B. Moore Freedom Fighters. This year, she's highlighting the ongoing importance of social justice in today's political climate.
The fight for equality and justice never changes. And at this day and age, we're feeling so disheartened about what's going on. But we have to realize we've been through more than this, some of us, as long as many of us have lived. And to the young people out there, you're our future. You're going to make the difference. Because of you, we continue. Humanity continues.
The activities planned for January 19th span Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware and represent the oldest and largest King Day of Service in the nation. Temple University will serve as this year's regional signature project site for the first time since 2009. Well, fairly sunny skies over Philadelphia at this hour right now. 54 degrees in Center City, an absolutely beautiful afternoon. If you can sneak outside for some time, highly, highly recommend. Wilmington sitting at 55, 53 along the water in Atlantic City, and Cape May at 48 degrees. Overnight in Philadelphia, temperatures dip down into the upper 30s. We're looking at about 50 degrees again tomorrow.